Juno Legacy Properties submitted the only proposal for the North Franklin lot during a month-long solicitation that ended in early May. In a report to the Assembly last Monday, City Lands Director Greg Cheney described the group's plan as mixed use.
29 units of workforce housing, 990 square foot commercial space, and 22 parking spaces on the ground floor.
The building would include 6 two-bedroom apartments, 15 one-bedroom apartments, and 8 efficiency units. Cheney said parking would be for apartment residents only. The 25 public spaces on the lot now would be displaced. Baranoff Hotel manager Steve Hamilton urged members of the Assembly's Lands Committee to keep the parking lot, according to minutes from the panel's June 2nd meeting. Hamilton said the lot is used by hotel guests and employees. Parking is also a big concern for some Assembly members like Karen Crane.
I know a lot of small businesses and people downtown who use those spaces, so I'm having a real problem with the parking.
Mayor Merrill Sanford said Juno Legacy Properties' plan doesn't do enough to address the city's housing shortage. Cheney said the lot can support up to 60 units, more than twice what the group proposed. Sanford wondered if there was a way for the city to facilitate a larger development.
Doing 29 apartments and one floor or two floors of parking, we've kind of lost out on the ability of what that lot can provide for us.
The Assembly directed Cheney to get a more detailed proposal from the group, but at a minimum, draw up terms of sale for what they've already submitted. The proposal would have to go through the Planning Commission and back to the Assembly for final approval. Juno Legacy Properties partner Steve Sankson says financial considerations played into the group's decision to propose a smaller building.
We wanted to keep the proposal small and doable. So once you get above a three-story building, it goes into a different building type. We'd have a steel frame structure, most likely, instead of wood frame.
The city bought the property in 2003 when it held an office building and 11-unit apartment complex. Sankson believes housing makes more sense for the lot than parking.
Our first goal is to try and help replace some of the housing that's gone out of service in the last 20 years. And this is designed to address the needs of people that want to live and work downtown.
The Juno Legacy Properties partnership also includes Jill Ramil and Ken Alper, owners of the Silver Bow Inn, as well as Evelyn Russo. Both Sankson and Russo are architects. Assemblyman Jesse Keel has considered joining the partnership. He's recused himself from Assembly discussions about selling the property. An appraisal of the lot paid for by the city says it's worth $530,000. City code requires municipal land be sold at fair market value. Sankson says the appraisal gives both sides a good starting price. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.